Hello and welcome to Jet Setting with JEK Travels, the show that gives you all the travel deeds insights when traveling to all-inclusive destinations. I'm your host, Chevelle German, affiliated with JEK Travels. Hey guys, welcome back. Thank you for joining us again here at JEK Travels, Jet Setting with JEK Travels podcast. So today for segment three, we're going to talk about some travel hacks to help you for a smooth journey when traveling to your destination. So we're going to talk about strategies for navigating airports efficiently, such as pre-check and airline requirements and security screening procedures, tips on managing travel documents, including your passports and visa organization, and suggest some mobile apps for travel itinerary management, currency exchange, and language translation. So let's get at it. So absolutely, here are some travel hacks that can make your journey smoother and more enjoyable to alleviate any stress or anxiety that you may feel while traveling. So when you know, if you're going on an international trip, go ahead and make photocopies and digital copies of important documents like your passports, visas, and travel itineraries. Also, store these digital copies in a secure cloud or email so you can send them to yourself. And another point you can do is go ahead and give them to a family member or somebody you trust that's not traveling with you. So if something arises while you're in destination, say your passport gets misplaced or your visa or you lose it, you can go ahead, if you got that email copy, go ahead and print that out for yourself, or they can fax you a copy of it, where you can go to the nearest embassy and get another passport or visa for yourself so you can continue on with your travels. Roll your clothes instead of folding. Rolling your clothes not only saves space, but also minimizes wrinkles. Use those little handy-dandy packing cubes that keep your clothes organized and make it easier to find what you need in your luggage. A power pack strip. Now, you might not need it, but traveling with a compact power strip and a universal adapter, it's a lifesaver when you have multiple devices to charge and limited outlets. Now, some of these resorts that's all-inclusive, they have the USB ports you can plug your stuff in, the outlets that you can plug them in. So it's a lot around the room. But, you know, it never hurts to take your own power strip. Secure your cords. Prevent tangling cords by storing them in a sunglass case or a small pouch. Or, you know, you can take the little sandwich tie off the bread and fold your cords up and then put the sandwich tie around it. And that way you'll have it like that. Get some Ziploc bags. They're versatile. Use them to store toiletries, separate dirty laundry, or keep small items organized for you. Mark your bag as fragile. Now, I don't know if this works or not, but marking your bag as fragile at check-in may result in gentle handling and faster delivery on the baggage carousel. I've never seen that happen because I look at them guys when they're doing it, and they're just chucking them bags and throwing them and stuff. So that's a tip, you know, that's in there, but I don't know how true that is. Download maps offline. Before your trip, download offline maps of your destination in the map app. This way you can navigate even without an internet connection once you get into your destination. Carry an empty water bottle. Bring a reusable water bottle and fill it up after you go through security to save money and reduce plastic waste. Those bottles of waters in the airport is almost $7 for a bottle of water. So, yes, I take my reusable water bottle all the time. And once we get through security, I go to the water fountain they have. And those are top-of-the-line fountains where the water's coming out, and the water's good. Pack a portable charger. A portable charger is a travel essential for keeping your devices powered up and on the go. There's nothing like you getting in country and your phone, you got like 2% left because you didn't charge it. And, you know, on the flight, some of the airlines have the charger ports right there in the seat so you can plug it in the USB. Keep essentials in your personal items. Store items like medications, a change of clothes, travel documents in your personal item, backpack, or tote in case your checked luggage is lost or delayed. Use a luggage tag cover. Protect your personal information by using a luggage tag with a cover that hides all your details so people won't be privy to all your information. create a digital packing list. Use a note-taking app or a dedicated packing list to create a digital packing list that you can use for future reference for trips that you're going to go on. If you're traveling with bulky items or shoes, wear them during your journey. That way you save space in your luggage and you won't be over the weight limit. Pack a reusable shopping bag, and it's handy for carrying your groceries, souvenirs, or beach essentials. Or you can put that dirty luggage, your dirty laundry, in there and put it in your suitcase. Download all your entertainment, your movies, TV shows, podcasts, audiobooks for in-flight or downtown entertainment. Because unless you're going to buy an internet package, once you get on the flight, there's no way to download it. Now, I know some of the airlines got the entertainment, but you have to download their app in order to have it. So it's best to download everything at once before you even get to the airport or on the flight so you can have it. Travel size toiletries are a good investment. You can transfer your regular products into those reusable containers to save space and where you won't go over for TSA. Use ATMs for local currencies. ATMs offer better exchange rates than the currency exchange rates at the airports. They're expensive. And you can withdraw the local currency as needed while you're in destination. Now, it is helpful to learn basic phrases for where you're going in the local language. The locals appreciate the effort, and it can be incredibly helpful in non-English speaking countries. Travel insurance is a biggie. Do not forget to purchase travel insurance. I tell my clients, listen, you're making a major investment for your travel. What's the extra pennies to purchase the travel insurance? It can save you a lot of stress and money in unforeseen circumstances. So, you have to do what's best for you, but we always recommend travel insurance to all our clients. And if they say, I don't need it, we make them sign a waiver saying that it was offered and they decline. So, no issues later when it comes back. So when you are traveling to the airport, here are some efficient navigation to enhance your travel experiences that you can do. So pre-check airline requirements. Before you get to the airport, go ahead and complete the online check-in. Most airlines offer it 24 to 48 hours before your flight. Take advantage of this to save you time at the airport. Always review baggage policies and fees in advance. There's nothing like getting to the airport and you put your bags up there. You got two or three bags and they tell you, it's a $45 bag fee for each bag. You wouldn't aware of. So ensure your carry-on and checked luggage meet the size and weight restrictions. So read up on your baggage, on the baggage policies for each airline that you're traveling on. Consider enrolling in TSA PreCheck or Global Entry programs. These expediting screening programs can save you from the long security lines. I'm going to tell you what happened one time. One of my travelers, we always tell our clients, you're doing international travel, get there 3 hours prior because you never know with the airports how backed up they're going to be through the security checkpoints and everything. They have Global Entry. It just so happened that they woke up late for their flight. And it was a good thing that they had Global Entry because they got there. That line was wrapped around. They would have never made their flight. But they got their, bags checked in and they went on through the Global Entry checkpoint and they were able to make their flight. So this is, this is a lifesaver for you. Not all airports have it, but certain airports have it, when you leave to go and then coming back, it's good to use it when you get back in country at that airport. Ensure you have all the required documents like your passport, driver's license, visas, travel permits that you will need when you're going through the line and the security checkpoints. Keep your boarding pass, ID, travel documents within easy reach when they ask for it. Pack smart when you're traveling. Pack your liquids, gels, and aerosols in clear quarter-sized plastic bags. According to the TSA guidelines, place essential items like your medication, electronics,
in your carry-on for easy access during security checks. Dress for security. Wear slip-on shoes to speed up the shoe removal process. Avoid wearing accessory jewelry or clothing with metal elements to reduce the likelihood of setting off the metal detectors. You know, if leave none to the doubt, take it all off and put it in the container and let it go through. Otherwise, you're going to continue beeping, and then they're going to have to pat you down, and that can delay you if you're already running late for the airport. Arrive early. Arrive early at the airport way in advance. You know, 2 to 3 hours before a domestic flight and 3 to 4 before an international flight is a good rule of thumb. And I let my clients know that. You know, it's just anything can happen. So if you get there early, you have plenty of time to recover for something. Always, you know, utilize the priority service. Consider the airline's loyalty programs or credit cards that offer priority boarding and security access. That comes in handy. You know, always be aware of the airport layouts. Familiarize yourself with the layout of the airport, including the locations of the security checkpoints, departure gates, and service like the lounges and the restrooms. Always, always follow the security guidelines closely to avoid delays. Remove your shoes, belts, jackets. Place laptops and large electronics in separate bins. Liquids must be in the containers of 3.4 ounces, that's 100 milliliters or less, and fit into a quart-sized resealable bag. You know, you can use your mobile apps, download the airline's mobile app for real-time flight updates, your boarding passes, and airports map. All that is on there. Keep important information handy, like your flight confirmation numbers, contact details on your phone or in the travel app. And this is especially handy when you get in destination. So if you have transfers set up for you, that will come in handy so you can know who to look for and where to look for, because all that information is in all your in the travel documents for you. Stay informed. You know, check for flight delays or gate changes before leaving for the airport. And you can receive all the notifications through the airline's app or by signing up for the airline alerts. And usually, you know, once you get to the, you already know what gate you're going to once you get through security and stuff. But by the time you get through security and go, they done changed the gate. So you was probably on one end and I have to go all the way to the other end. But, you know, don't worry about it. The plane's not going to leave because just like you, there's other passengers that have to go to the farther end too. If you're traveling international, be prepared to fill out custom forms on the plane and declare any items as required by your destination. Now, some of these destinations, you can do the forms online and have it prepared beforehand and download it and have a copy of it with you just in case it'd be like, listen, I already did it. Relax in lounges. Consider accessing airport lounges if you have a long layover or travel frequent. Lounges provide a quiet, comfortable space that you can work, relax, enjoy complimentary snacks and drinks. So I hope, you know, these tips that we gave today on travel hacks can help streamline your journey, make it more enjoyable, and save you time and effort along the way, along with the air reducing stress when you're traveling to the airport and giving you more time to relax or explore once you reach your destination. Planning and preparation are key to a smooth and airport experience. That is all for today's episode of Jet Setting with JAK Travels. I enjoy speaking and talking with each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me over and over again every week. Tune in next week for our next segment. If you have not subscribed to our channel, go ahead and subscribe. And like, if you're looking to plan a trip in the future, drop by our website at www.jaktravelsllc.com. Thank you again for joining me today. Have a great and enjoyable rest of your day.